And Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman back here at Logger Camp. It's an 8-0 lead here for the Phillips Loggers early in this matchup with 11 minutes, 12 seconds to go here in this first quarter. And it's going to be the Screamer, the Loggers kicking off this time. Back deep for the Screaming Eagles. Looks like Hudson Hilgart.
And from the 40,
Podmolik set to kick.
Here he comes up to the ball. A script kick fielded by and covered nicely. And they'll get good starting position right there, Schwamigan.
What a 13-yard kick, and Schwamigan fell right on it.
Gregory Morgan
and
fell on that night.
The Loggers getting good at those. Ethan Podmolik's good at those trick kicks, those squib kicks, and getting the good balance. He takes his time doing so. And we're working on that skill.
So they do a lot of that. They don't kick it deep. They do that squib kick to try to get that to onside action. So we got a single back left, flanker left, motion, and quarterback takes it and gets about a yard carry on that one. That's Hudson Hilgard.
And B.J. Lewery cleans it up right there, gets the tackle. About 3-4 Loggers were in on that, turning them around. So what, a one-yard gain?
About a one-yard gain here, 2nd and 9. 10:50 here to play.
Screaming Eagles stepping up to the line. Looks like two in the backfield along with the quarterback. What do you call that, I formation,
and
Scott?
I think we're going to get, that's
probably a jump on the defense.
That's an offsides on the Loggers, and it'll be 2nd down and 3 now.
So first mistake of the game against the Loggers. It's going to move the Screaming Eagles into Logger territory.
Trying to
47-yard line.
They got a really tight back, eye back, out of the shotgun formation. Handoff, give up the middle, and he's got the corner and more.
And a nice tackle by Trigg Molman, catching him from behind, but not until a first down.
About an 8-yard gain there, Jeff.
Yeah, nice job by them, and that was Dalton Schmidt getting the first down for the Screaming Eagles. 8-0.
He's a pretty fast back.
Yeah, he really looked good on that run right there. Looked really athletic and very fast. Had some nice moves in there, too. 10:06 to go, first quarter. 8-0 Loggers, but the Screaming Eagles are driving from the 37-yard line.
Eye back set again out of the gun, and somebody jumped again. I don't know.
I think that's B.J. Lewery on that one.
We're going to get an offsides on the Loggers one more time.
B.J. playing nose tackle right now and really using his quickness. That's the goal in this one right now. He's an undersized nose tackle going about maybe 140 pounds, something like that, and really using his quickness to get in there that time.
5 yard.
A little
first
too quick.
Five. Gives to the back. Wrapped up right away, but gains, falls forward, maybe 2 yard gain right there.
Yeah, close to the first down, about 2 yards short. Screaming Eagles moving forward. It's going to be 2nd down or 3rd down, should be, right?
Second down.
Okay, 2nd and 2.
Second down and 2
from the 28-yard line, from the Loggers' 28-yard line.
9:43 to go.
So the Eagles looking good on their first drive here.
They got a split wide right, eye back set, out of the gun, Hilgart. Really tight eye here. Hilgart talking to his fullback. Now handoff. Fake handoff. Tries to cut it back. Gets grabbed but falls forward. He's close to the first down.
Ethan Podmolik had him there, and then he kind of lost him, but he grabbed him again by that jersey. And real close to the first down. I don't think they have it. Looks like about a quarter or half
short.
Yard short. So 3rd down and about a half yard here for the Loggers.
3rd and short. From the 27.5.
And a lot of height over here on the Screaming Eagles team. You might see some plays here with, an A.J. Morgan, a little tight end pop right over the middle, for some little bit of trickery.
Motion from the deep back. Looked like there was movement from...
Hilgart going to keep it himself. Gets the first down, but he smoked hard. And that was Shea Danzine in there on the tackle.
That was a nice tackle right there. Stood him up. He got the first down, but just barely.
Yeah, they're going to give him the first down with the forward progress.
So, from the 27.
And barely got it. I mean, he got about a half yard on that run right there. He got popped by Shea Danzine. Shea's grandma possibly listening in from Alaska right now, Scott.
Nice. And you can listen in. What's that app, Jeff?
The Civic Media app. Down the Civic Media app and scroll down to the bottom, and you can check things out. Hilger are going to keep it this time. Going both ways, left and right, wrapped up there, right there by 53. Who do we got right there, Scott?
That is Ethan Upton.
Ethan is Upton.
Like Hilgart made a nice cut, but Ethan stayed with the play.
Ethan Upton, one of the strongest kids on the team. That's a kid always been in the weight room. Big, tough wrestling kid.
Second down and almost 11 here. We'll call it 10 and a half. 7:57 and ticking.
It is a big play here.
8-0.
Big play here right now for the Screaming Eagles. Get a little bit of ground because a third and 11, third and long is going to be really tough for them. Hilgart gets it. He's going to keep it himself. Gets up the middle. Gets a few yards. Wrapped up really nicely by Trigg Moleman. And gains about five, making this third down a little more reasonable.
Near side hash mark from the 24. And, you know, they kind of almost have that Fighting Irish look.
Yeah.
You know, the light gold helmets, green pants.
Yeah, sort of a Notre Dame look.
Yep. So, wide end or split wide left. Out of the gun here. Jump, and then we're going to get a movement on the right side, and we'll see if it's offsides. It is offsides again. That is going to be close to a first down.
Yeah,
not quite.
Really making it tough here for the Loggers, really kind of backing themselves against the ropes right now. Three penalties. Ethan Podmolik on that one jumped offside. Loggers usually a disciplined team right now, showing some signs of some struggles. So it's going to be a third and one here for Schwamigan.
Foot line left. Toss out left, and he tried to cut it back. I don't think he's going to get there.
He's
wrapped up, and he didn't get to the 20.
No, wrapped up by about three Loggers there. Callan Chuzzle's in on there. Drew Hoshield. And another Logger over there. I think that might have been Ethan Podmolik bringing up fourth down. I got a feeling the Screaming Eagles are going to go for it on this one, Scott.
Fourth and three from the 20. Got to get to about the 17 here, Jeff. Maybe just a shy of that 17.
You know, Schwamigan's got the size on the line to bully through there. You're going to see if we're going to get a run right up the middle. And they're going to hand off. They're going to do that. Bouncing out left side and stood up. I don't think he got it. He did not get it.
Trayvon Crystal, I think that was the freshman, got the carry and didn't make it.
No,
the
you're wrong side there. Dalton Schmidt. Scott. Dalton Schmidt, wrong side over here.
Oh, yeah.
So Dalton Schmidt gets stood up. It's going to be first and 10 here for the Loggers. Turnover on down. We're going to stay right here. The offense comes out onto the field. Aaron Delasky says, give me that ball again. I'll take another 70-yard touchdown run.
From their own 19, the Loggers up 8-0, 6:26 to go in the first.
Levi Durr in the backfield.
Motion, handoff, give. And he's got some room to run. Delasky gets outside and got almost, he got 8 yards in that carry, Jeff.
He did. I see a lot of potential in Delasky here today. He's running strong, and he's got that kind of motor going right now, chugging them legs along. And
yeah, he doesn't, you know, he gets going quick.
Yeah.
You know, he gets the ball and goes.
You remember how Roger Craig used to run for the 49ers with them high knees like that? Ran high, and, you know, it's really a tough kid to bring down.
8 yard carry on that first one. Second and two from the 28 yard line. Got to get to the almost the 30 here. The short two here.
Durr in the backfield.
Motion. Fake gift. Durr up the middle. He's got the first down and more. He's out to the left. And can he beat him? And there goes Levi Durr. He's going to go all the way. 20, 10, 5 touchdown.
Levi Durr right there. Last week's Jeff Aiken and Roofing player of the game with a big, long touchdown run. And, Scotty, that's what you're going to get in eight-man football. You get these long touchdown runs.
It's fun to watch.
It's really fun to watch. It's fun to play when you're these kids out there. If you can break that first line of defense, you got a really good chance to go the distance.
Definitely.
And, you know, these teams really, you get two, three good athletes. You can really compete out there. It's kind of nice for these smaller schools like us. So a nice start for the Loggers. 14-0. Looking for two more here on the two-point conversion. And it looks like we've got that Binton, B.J. Loary in the backfield.
Loary fumbles
it. Nope, sorry, that was Hollinger. Hollinger fumbles it. So Evan Hollinger goes through his hands, and it's going to be no good on the two-point conversion. But nonetheless, Scotty, it's 14-0. Loggers early with this lead, 5:33 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Scott Heckman here with Jeff Hakenin, bringing you high school football from Phillips, Wisconsin. And it is the Loggers taking on the Schwamigan Butternut Mercer Eagles. And kicking off again after that score is Ethan Podmolik from left to right. Here he comes, squib kick again, bouncing high and fielded by Morgan, who takes a shot.
And that's what we talked about with Ethan's kicks. He gets it 10 yards downfield, gets that nice bounce at the end right there. And, you know, it, maybe 25% of the time it actually works, and you get a turnover on it. So, you know, the Loggers trusting their defense, and they're really challenging the Screaming Eagles to
25% of the time it works every time. It's not.
Scotty, we got to get some of these kids over here and get us some concessions. We got to try things out.
48-yard line. So good field position again for Schwamigan. Double eye back right here. Hand off give up the middle to the
wrapped up right away by Ethan Podmolik. Ethan Podmolik having a nice game here today. Has a couple penalties, or one penalty at least, on that offside. But Ethan Podmolik.
There's some laundry on the field too, Jeff.
So we got a flag. Probably going to move the Screaming Eagles back.
It was
likely
a 1 yard loss.
We'll see what the officials call here. I see Mark Raskiewicz out there still officiating. Who are some of the other ones out there, Scott?
Boy, I can't see, Jeff. We're going to have to get some binoculars.
We are. And B.J. Lueri checking into the game here on defense.
And Stevie Precor saying, nope, we're going to decline it. It's second and 11 now.
So the Logger is going to take the loss instead of the penalty. Or the 1 yard loss, making the second 11. I like it. Trust in your defense. BJ into the game right now, playing on that line. Looks like he's going to play nose tackle again against these bigger linemen right here. I want to see if BJ is able to get through and cause some havoc in there. I think if he picks a side.
Wide left, flanker left, single back offset. And Hilgart hands to the wide receiver on that. That looked like
what
an awkward 3 yard
play, run.
And he got a few yards on that.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to be sat for a loss.
There was. There was a nice disturbance in the background, and the running back made a nice little cut to get those few yards. BJ got into there and turned things around, and there's enough Loggers to back him up to get that tackle.
Just inside the Loggers 50 here, 49.5 for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles.
There's Johnny Parker. We got to try to get him up here, Scotty, and get us some snacks.
Third and 8 now. Out of the shotgun, wide receiver, flanker, motion, and we're going to get an option left. And keeping it is Hilgart. He rattles through, and he might have got the first
down.
If
he didn't step out of bounds there, Scotty, I think he got the first down. It looks like they're going to give it to him.
Nice run right there. It's kind of a student body right. It looked like an option play.
Yeah, I almost thought he was going to pass it at first because of that option. He was delaying so much and really following his back really nicely. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go here. It's 14-0. Loggers leading the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles.
That's an 11-yard run for Hilgart.
Still time in this game here to come on down and watch. I see some room right in front of us here in these bleachers. Nice little crowd here tonight, though.
From the 38.
And the rain has stopped, and
we got
it's a beautiful night.
Double wide receivers.
Going to get a reverse on this one here.
Double reverse.
Left side.
Yep.
And Podmolik, he's not fooled. Takes him down hard. But a nice 7 yard gain.
7 yard gain on first down.
Yeah, you'll take those all day. So Schwamigan slowly moving down the field. Under 4 minutes to go here. They're all the way down to the Loggers' 31 yard line. Going to be second and 2.
Second and 3 here, Jeff.
Second and 3.
And from the 31, near side hash mark, here come the Screaming Eagles. They got a wide receiver left. Double eye back set. Out of the gun, Hilgart gets it, gives it back to his bet.
There we go.
Fumble.
A blitz by Shea Danzine. He gets in there, and I don't know if he forced the fumble or not, but he got there and got the pressure, and Schwamigan spits the ball up. It's going to be Loggers football here. From about the 37-yard line, their own 37-yard line.
What happened there is somebody got a knee up on the ball, and Dalton Schmidt. It was a tough to handle.
Yeah, wasn't it? Bounced straight back about 10 yards.
He got it. So, turnover by the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. It's going to be first and 10 for the Phillips Loggers from their own 37-yard line.
Levi Durr in the backfield as the quarterback. Looks like Aaron again. Going to fake the reverse. We're going to get a pass to one of the Twin Towers. It's Kowicki.
Oh!
In his hands, and he can't pull it in. Jack drops that one right in the breadbasket, Jeff. Jack, 6'4", 6'3". Drew Hochschild, same thing on that other side. We call him the Twin Towers. And Levi couldn't have dropped it in there any better.
Levi's going to have a couple of laughs with him about that one there.
Well, second time, I don't know if he's going to be laughing so much. We've seen that in the last game, too.
Going to turn into Aaron Rodgers, huh, Jeff?
It is. That's all right. Jack Kowicki, keep throwing it to the kid. He's having a good time out there.
Double flanker set. Levi, out of the gun. Motion. Fake handoff give to the other back.
Molden's got it. Makes the guy miss. Gets about 5 yards on that run.
About six right there. Out to nearly the 44-yard line, Jeff. 43.5. So third and four.
Third and four here. The Loggers got a lot of plays that they can call on this one. You know, a really nice one. I think they just ran it there. It was that counter. That counter, remember, we've seen it a lot last year with Dominic Mabee. Called the Dominic Mabee play right there, and Trig Molman's the new one. Aaron Dulaski gets around the corner. He might go all the way if he gets by Morgan. He does. The 30, the 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown. Aaron Dulaski. It's 20-0. Phillips Loggers leading the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. 3:05 to go. Two long touchdown runs for Aaron Dulaski.
56-yarder on that one, and his second.
So Dulaski able to get these corners. And, you know, this might be one of these matchups here that coach knows is, hey, we're able to get the edge all day. Aaron's the guy. They have so many different running backs that can do different things. And Aaron with that speed. Able
I think
to get
it
that
was Kuchiba that made a really nice seal block on the edge. There
nice.
Too.
Good call. Didn't see that one.
And
BJ on that left side going for two. BJ Larrauri. That's my boy. The two-point conversion. It's 22-0. Loggers. 3:05 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
We're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman here at Logger Camp in Phillips. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. It's 22-0 right now. Scott, we're having a good time. It's a lot of fun here tonight.
And it's not like the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles haven't moved the ball, because they have. They just had a turnover on downs and a turnover, and, well, that's what happened. Ethan's going to kick it off, and squib kick left, and that one's touched and fumbled but covered up by...
Oh, they did get on top of it. So, hey, I'm close to my 25%, Scott. That's 3-for-3 right now, and that one was close. But Ethan Podmalik with a nice kick there. They don't go deep too often, trusting this offense this defense.
And the defense number 81 through. On the list for Shawamigan, Butternut Mercer, but I'm sure we'll find out who he is sometime here from the 44. So Shawamigan's had good starting position every time.
And they've taken a little time off the clock and had some decent drives. They're just stopping short with either the turnover on downs or the fumble on that last one. Hilgar gets it, though. Steps back, looking to pass.
Tries to get the corner, and he's sacked.
Sacked back there, and that might have been Callan Chuzzles. Callan Chuzzles with the sack. Callan, the sophomore out here, and having a lot of fun with football. Just a weight room rat this year, Scotty, all summer long, trying to get stronger. And he loves hockey. He loves football. And getting out on the field, getting the start once in a while, but definitely a big piece to this puzzle here for the Loggers.
Second and 12 here for Shawamigan. Snap. Back to passes. Hilgart rolls out left, and he's got the corner. and got back to the original line of scrimmage and more. He fought pretty hard for those 3 yards.
He did. Got 3 yards, and it wasn't easy. Shea Denzine in there on the tackle. Really happy to see Shea out there and making a difference. He was dealing with some illness for a couple weeks, lost a bunch of weight, having a hard time eating, and you know, got himself back together here. Really happy to see him. Shea, the junior here this year.
Third and 8 from their own 45. Here comes Shawam again. Taking a little extra time out of the huddle here.
And we're seeing a little bit more of a, you know, look like they're going to be going to the pass option a little bit more and using some of this height that they have. You know, Dalton Schmidt, a good athlete out there, split out wide right now. On this other side, you got Judah Johnson, another good athlete here for Schwamm.
Motion again from the slot. And nice rollout there by Hilgard. He hits his man, but he's going to come up short.
A.J. Morgan with a tackle and got smoked by Trigg Millman.
Molman. Anthony Morgan caught that ball and
dropped immediately.
From the 49 of the Loggers, Shawamigan's probably going to go for it here. And they're going to come out of the huddle and we'll see what happens. They got double wide left, single receiver left or right. And now we got,
they're moving around
each side out of the gun, Hilgard. And we got a false start on Schwamm again.
Oh, a tough one. Tough break for Schwamm again. In good position right there with a 4th and 4. You know, a little dump pass over to those tall tight ends is a good option for him. After that penalty right there, it's going to move him back to a 4th and 9, making things more difficult. So back to their own side of the field at the 46-yard line.
From their own 46.
106 to go here in this first quarter. Clock's ticking. It's 22-0 Loggers over the Screaming Eagles.
Here comes Shawam again. Breaking the huddle. They got a wide receiver left, wide receiver right. They have a single back and Hilgard out of the shotgun. Back to pass here. He's got a little time. Rolls out left. Got his man and a first down.
And a good job, a great pass by Hilgard right there, getting it over to Dalton Schmidt. You can tell he's got a little confidence in him. There was 3 Loggers around Hilgard right there ready to make the sack, and he stepped into it without any fear, made that completion, and a nice job there by Hilgard.
And he waited for that window to open up.
He did.
Because at first he wasn't open.
Yes. It was a great job of patience and composure in the backfield back there by the quarterback. Guessing he's a senior.
He slid left, and that's also a hard pass.
Hilgard's
moving to your left.
Hilgard's a junior, so nice athlete over there.
Motion from the back. Hilgard gets it. He gets the corner. Hilgard trying to.
No gainer.
Looking like he had that corner right away, and he kind of held up.
He was kind of holding back, waiting for another block or to make a move, the decision there. By then, 2 more Loggers came in there and hit him really hard. Not sure who was in on that tackle, but looked like a couple linebackers. I see Sawyer Kuchibuck coming out of the game. BJ Lueri coming out of the game. Oh, we got, that's the end of the first quarter there, guys. So at the end of the first quarter, it's 22-0. Loggers leading the Screaming Eagles. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 1-minute timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 22-0 lead here for the Loggers over the Shawangan Screaming Eagles. And
Shawangan just picked up a nice first down right there. And it's going to be second and down and 10, though, moving from left to right now.
Cool. Hey, we got my daughter, Cully, here. She's coming to make a snack run with Lane and Colin. And the Screaming Eagles with a handoff up the right side. And Ben Vernon coming in hard and absolutely lit him up on this right side near us for
4 yard loss.
A 4 yard loss and just smoked him.
Looked like a pretty promising play, but he.
Cully, we're going to need a pub burger and a Twix, a Kit Kat, and some popcorn. And Scott, what do you need?
Diet soda and popcorn.
Diet soda and popcorn. Hook us up.
Thank you.
All right, there's a snack run by the kids. Cully, thank you, dear. My beautiful daughter. Cully Hakenen up here joining me in the booth. She's going to go get us some snacks.
High-back set. Here comes Hilgard off to the left. Third down, and he's trying to get back to the line of scrimmage and does, and drags a few people along and got about 8 yards on that play.
Yes. A nice run right there.
And he got a couple of guys to kind of push him forward,
and,
Jeff.
And a third and 15 right now turns into a, what are we at right now, a fourth and five.
Fourth and five.
So a reasonable run here, manageable run, I should say.
From their own 30, from the Loggers, 36, moving from left to right. Here comes Shawam again. They got a wide receiver left, wide receiver right. Single back set out of the gun. Hilgard looked like he would have jumped. And, you know, now the.
That's going to be a flag on the offense.
I think so. Unless they say drew him off. But that time.
Yeah.
They decided that was going to be a false start.
So I think a false start here on Schwamigan. Going to move him back 5 yards. And saying that the defense never crossed. So Schwamigan not happy with that call out there, kind of drawn off by the Loggers' defense when the right end stood up right there. But that's not a move. You know, offensive line still got to stay down.
That's right.
So 10:46 to go here.
Same set. Hilgard back to pass. It was a quick snap. He's
intercepted. Picked off. Left side. Who is it? It's Levi Durr. He stiff-arms the guy all the way down to the 25-yard line. Levi Durr with a big interception from that linebacker position. One guy to beat Schwamigan. Hilgard was able to wrap him up right at the end. But the senior, Levi Durr, last week's Jeff Hakenen Rookie Player of the Game, looking for back-to-backs on that one, Scotty.
How many has it been, Jeff? How many back-to-backs has there ever been?
There hasn't. We've only given two out this year so far in football.
I'm talking about in any sport.
None. There has not been a back-to-back Jeff Hakenen Roofing Player of the Game. Credentials change every game, you know,
sure.
Throughout the game. By the third quarter, you know, we might be looking for something different.
From their own, from the 28 of the...
Tell you what, Aaron Dolaski's got a good step on this one today, though.
Here comes Levi up the middle. He's got some three tough yards right there. He faked the handoff over to Dolaski and kept it.
And Evan Hollinger checking in this time now. Hollinger really been playing well from the running back position. He's really good at being patient, finding his holes, and hitting them hard.
And kind of turning into a misty evening now. Kind of neat.
Not for us. We're in the booth up here, kind of spoiled.
Motion give.
And right side, there's Hollinger, comes into the game, gets that corner. Makes a couple guys miss, hits someone hard. We do have a flag. I don't know what it's going to be.
I think it's going to be a face mask and a fumble, they're saying.
Face mask on the call, possibly.
Looked like he got him by the face mask, and there was a fumble there, and Schwamigan came up with the ball, and they're pointing their way.
No, the official pointed Phillips' way.
So down to the 11, it was a first down and more. We're waiting for the call here.
And 9:55 to go here in this second quarter. It's all Loggers here so far, 22-0 over the Screaming Eagles of Schwamigan, Butternut, and Mercer. And waiting on this call here from the officials. Oh, I forgot the kids tell those kids to bring me a water.
Declined. So it's actually going to be Schwamigan football.
So it was a fumble. It was a penalty on the Loggers. And here's the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles defense. First and 10 from the 10.
So
Oh, ooh, we got a pub burger. We got popcorn. I know you got me that water, right? Yeah.
Pairs right. Single back left. Hilgard, back to pass.
What do you mean they didn't have those clicks?
And there's a pass up and wide, and Hilgard took a lick back in the end zone.
Yeah, Pod Mollick's been playing really well on defense. We're seeing him all over the field. If he's not making the plays, have the penalty.
All right. So second and 10. Schwamigan going to the pat, going to the air now.
Scotty, they're out of Diet Mountain Dew, the boys said.
And
Twix, out of Twix back there, too. So they brought you nothing. What do you want them to get? You good? I got water we can share here, Scotty.
No, we're good.
All right, you don't got the COVID, do you?
No. Back to pass again. Hilgard makes a couple miss, hangs in the pocket, tries to get forward, picks up a few yards with the scrum and maybe more.
A big pile moving there at the end. It looks like every logger and 16 players there tied up.
Hilgard had really good pocket presence because he could have taken about a six-yard sack pretty easy.
I'm really impressed with Hilgard and his poise back there.
He just kind of moves back and forth.
Yep, understands the game, doesn't get nervous.
Yep.
And that looks like Ethan Upson going to check out of the game for a second.
He's trying to get his shoulder pad messed up right there. So we got a flanker left or flanker right. Wide receiver right, single back in the backfield. And Hilgard got a handle on it and made a couple miss, but
there we go.
Be sacked.
The pressure right off the bat from B.J. Lueri.
And now they're going to throw a flag, and I think they drove him into the ground, Jeff. I think it's going to be a personal foul.
So temper is kind of flaring here a little bit. And
I don't know. I think they're just a little aggressive. And,
I love what the loggers are doing out there. It's go and tackle them and make hard plays here. It's going to be a penalty against the loggers for bullying, I guess. And personal foul on the logger there. So it's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
So first down for the Screaming Eagles.
From the 28-yard line. So from their own 28-yard line. 8:49 to go here in the second quarter. 22-0 is the lead.
And coming up to the ball is Schwamigan. He had a single back behind him. He's got pairs left. Looked like he jumped off again, and we're going to see what happens.
Dulaski, left side movement over there.
And he probably drew the – that probably is a penalty on the loggers.
I believe so.
Yep.
Encroachment on loggers is going to be a 5-yard penalty. So here we go, first and five. Loggers stepping on their own feet. Lucky to have this 22-0 lead here.
They're a little aggressive, so maybe Hilgart's got a hard count down there. I back set. Hilgard back to pass. Rolls out, and he finds his man crossing all the way, and he cuts back, and now he's going forward. And down to the 33 of the loggers. Big pass play.
And the Hilgard and the Hilgard and Dalton Schmidt connection really doing their thing. And that Dalton Schmidt, a nice big receiver out there.
40-yard gain on the pass play, Jeff.
Absolutely. What a great play right there for Screaming Eagles. But Hudson Hilgard again with a nice, beautiful pass, having that poise in the backfield.
He really waited for that receiver had to go
and
all
a nice
the way
tackle
across.
By B.J. Lueri downfield, playing the nose tackle position and making that tackle downfield. Drew Hostiel was able to hold him up a little bit.
Wide receiver left and right motion now. Out of the snap. Here he is, fake, and now he's going to be sacked.
Pod Mollick got him. Wrapped him up along with Callan Chuzzles. Two guys on the sack.
Right there.
A huge play there. Ethan Pod Mollick really doing his thing here and impressed with his play on defense here tonight, playing like a senior.
That's going to be an 8-yard loss. It's going to be second and 18.
The popcorn test here tonight's looking pretty good. You can always tell by the bag, Scotty. You got a bag right there, too, right?
Oh, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Nice greasy bag here in Phillips, liking that.
Motion.
Hilgard going to keep it himself. And there we go. Levi Durr wrapping him up. A nice tackle by him. Maybe a 3-yard gain.
Flag on the play.
and see who this penalty is on. 7:22 to go in the first half. 22-0, Phillips Loggers over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles.
That was a 5-yard gain as it stands, and we'll see what happens. I think Schwamigan is going to be marching backwards than they are. It might be a hold.
I think the Loggers will accept that penalty.
So it's going to be 2nd and a mile here, Jeff. Back into their own territory, it looks like. Waiting for them to signal what's going on.
And here it goes. Holding against Schwamigan. That's going to be 10-yard penalty.
From the spot of the foul, and they're going to have it at their own 49-yard line.
Wow, so that's going to be like a 2nd and 25?
Okay, I guess I thought the spot of the foul was somewhere else. Anyway, there they are. I guess they're going to be in Logger territory here at the Loggers 46.
7:05 to go here.
2nd and 24.
Schwamigan stepping up to the line of scrimmage.
High back set. Single receiver left. Hilgart.
Look for a trick play here. I look for a pass to Morgan right now. Oh, Hilgart going to keep it himself. Going to plow up that right side, and they're going to plug away a little bit. Nice play right there. Nick getting, I don't know what they got, 10 yards on that play, probably close to.
Down to the 38 of the Loggers, and now it's going to be 3rd and 15. 3rd and 16.
Third,
so an eight-yard gain, Jeff.
Nice play. We're impressed with Hilgard as his game goes along, just seeing all his versatility. And
yep, and he kind of finds a crease and goes, Jeff.
Yeah, he really does.
6:04 in the half to go. 22-0 Loggers. Schwamgen trying to drive here.
Derek Bonga in the backfield. He's going to have to get it, and he's going to make the pass play. And that one hits nothing. Jack Kowicki with the nice defense back there, as they were looking for Judah Johnson on that little bit of trickery. So Schwamigan breaking out some trickery on this one. Pass play, what do you call that, flea flicker on that one? No.
Yep, flea flicker right there. Fourth and 16 on the flea flicker. And, you know, they probably didn't need to do that, Jeff. If they pick up 7-8 yards there.
You got a fourth and manageable.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's 4th and 16 from the Loggers 38, and they're definitely going for it. They're in four down territory, and I'm surprised they did that, really. Hilgart out of the gun. Receiver left and right, now motion. Here comes Hilgart back to pass.
Finds the guy.
And he tried to
incomplete a little bit high. That one was intended for, I don't have him on the list, number 2.
Might be Aiden McFadden, I'm not sure, Jeff.
But nice pass just a little bit high. That's going to be a turnover on downs for the Screaming Eagles. We're going to stay right here at 98 Q Country as the offense coming back onto the field.
That's the third turnover for Schwamigan.
Yeah. Is it the third or fourth? They got three turnover on downs, or just two?
Two,
and then they've got
down.
The interception.
Yep.
So a lot of, and what do we got here? Looks like we're going to get a timeout. So here we go. 5:48 to go here in this first half. It's 22-0. Loggers over the Screaming Eagles. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Scott Heckman here with Jeff Hakenin. And Levi Durr goes straight and body right and gains 6 yards. Out to about the 44-yard line.
Scott, we're going to go over our local sports sponsor list here, bringing you this game here today. A&W Restaurant, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Hakenin Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Benton Lillari, BJ Lillari making a couple guys miss. 20 yards down the field, he gets it all the way to the 35-yard line. BJ Lillari, the Micronesian sensation, with a big run for the Loggers. First down for the Loggers at the Schwamigan 35-yard line, and juking and jiving all over that field. That was a fun run.
26-yard gain, Jeff. 25-yard gain, excuse me, with the mark.
The Loggers with all these weapons on offense, it's really fun to watch in the backfield. Levi Durr, quarterback, all by himself.
Hand off to the second back.
And that was going to go.
It's going to be easy money that time.
You sweep left, you sweep right in the counter up the middle. I call it the Dominic Mabee play. It works every time. Trig moment. That's his third touchdown, fourth touchdown maybe in the last two games.
So that's a 36-yard run for Molman.
And 28 to nothing right now. 4:47 to go. The Loggers, this running attack, just too much for Schwamigan to handle right now.
And no pass pre-core.
No pass pre-core. That's a good name for him, but you really don't need to. When the line is opening up holes like they are.
No doubt.
That's BJ Lewis. His second two-point conversion of the game. BJ Lowery. 30-0. Loggers leading. And the fans having a good time here at Logger Camp. It's 30-0. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Hakenin along with Scott Heckman at Logger Camp. It's a 30-0 lead here for the Phillips Loggers over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles in this inter-county matchup of bragging rights here tonight. The Loggers with a nice touchdown there, that last one by Trig Molman. And we got Ethan Podmolik set to kick off here for the Loggers from right to left here. Podmolik, this one a little bit further down the field. Going to go to the 35-yard line. The flag is going to come out, and that ball is going to be set at, what do they put at, the 45?
We'll see where he marks it here.
We'll see where he marks it.
These have been just different. I don't know.
Yeah, because the fields are different.
If it gets a certain distance, then they keep it where it's at, and I don't know.
We'll see where they mark it at right now. It went out about the 35-yard line, and that's where they're going to put it. So
yep.
No need for the flag, I guess, on that one. They're discussing it right now.
They may elect to re-kick it, I think.
Looks like they're just going to roll with it.
And from their own 35, here comes Schwamigan, Butternut Mercer. They got pairs right, single wide receiver left.
Hilgar with Bonga in the backfield. Bonga, big back out there. Hilgar going to throw it deep. It's A.J. Morgan. Morgan to the 40, the 30. He's got Kowicki to beat, and that's it. A.J. Morgan in for the touchdown. It's 30-6.
65-yard pass play. That looked like an old Packer play, Jeff. That was double slant.
Yeah, a double slant. No flag on the field as there was a...
He was wide open.
He was wide open on that one. It was a nice pick play.
Yep.
And 30-6 now. Loggers still leading. Schwamigan finally getting something going and likely going to be in the passing game for Schwamigan to get something rolling here.
Can't go away from the run when you're in certain positions.
Yeah.
But there you go. 30-6. 4:36. Schwamigan quick striking.
Hilgar fumbled that one and wrapped up immediately.
Low snap and he couldn't handle it.
Yep. And looks like Ethan Podmolik again in there? Podmolik really all over the field on this line. And a man among boys. You're really happy with his defense here tonight. So 30-6 is the score. We're gonna send it back to 98 Q Country for another 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Things like that. Hey, we're back here. Jeff Hakenin with a mouthful of burger along with Scott Heckman. It's 30-6 here. Schwamigan just scoring on that last possession. Trying to make a ball game here.
And back to kick.
Is that Norson? I think Norson Rodriguez kicking off. There he goes. Norson Rodriguez.
Squib kick. He got through one. BJ picks it up. He tries to get the around and
BJ with the speed and the quickness wraps around a few guys that he's wrapped up
out to the 33.
A beautiful return by BJ. Kid, you like seeing the ball in his hands. He's got some nice moves, very shifty.
Yeah.
A different style running back.
Definitely.
So the Loggers onto the field right now after that big kick from Norson Rodriguez.
And after that 65-yard touchdown pass. Hilgard to Morgan.
Yeah, a little bit of excitement there for Schwamigan. Much needed. Keep them, get some energy in this game. Try to make a ball game of this. Loggers looking to score again before the half, though. Durr in the backfield. Direct handoff up the middle. And he's going to wrap up half. No, he's still going, chugging along. Gets about 5 yards. That was a nice play there.
Loggers gave him a little different look right there. We had double flanker right.
Hollinger checking into the ball game for Aaron Delasky.
From the 38-yard line here, second and five. Double flanker right again, Jeff. Double tight end. Tight formation.
Here's the counter. That one to Molman again. Molman not going to catch him. The 30, the 20, the 50, 10, 5. Touchdown. Trig Molman.
62-yard touchdown right there.
In the counter play, it's a tough one. You see the speed of that the Loggers have going around the corners.
They kind of slid the double backs in, and you didn't know who was going to get it.
Yes. And then when the handoff goes opposite way, everyone is moving
right
one.
Behind each other. He was right behind his lead blocker.
Impressive play for the Loggers here, going for the two-point conversion, and it's going to be Delasky. Delasky can't quite get it. I think he's going to be just short. So 36-6 is the score here. And 3:45 to go here in this first half. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Scott Heckman here with Jeff Hakenin, bringing you high school football. Still the first half, it's 36-6. It's a real barn burner here, Jeff.
Yeah, we've seen big play after big play. Schwamigan finally getting on the scoreboard a little bit ago with that big pass play. But, yeah, you know, the Loggers, big run after big run. Tough to stop. There's a lot of speed on the field right now. Podmolik set to kick off. And then Trig Molman really leading the way in the Jeff Hakenin Roofing Player of the Game. And this time, Podmolik shows his versatility, gets deep, and all the way down, it goes out of bounds, though, at the 5-yard line. Tough break there for Ethan, but that's going to come up, I think, to the 35 maybe or something.
We'll see. I think they just
pick a number. Yeah. They just pick a number. And
I think so. Let's see where they're set it up now.
It's a big break for Schwamigan. If it goes up to the 40, looks like it's going to be at the 35.
Well, why would you mark it at the opposite hash mark?
I don't know. Yeah, that's odd.
Far side hash mark. Ball went out on the near side, 6 yard line.
We got
Bears right, single receiver left. Hilgard out of the gun, and he's got a back behind him. Waiting on the Zebras here, Jeff. 3:45 here to play in the half.
Schwamigan desperately needs a score to stay in this ball game.
Motion.
Hilgard going to keep it. Comes to this right side towards us. Molman hits him hard. What a 2 yard gain. And Trig Molman playing like a senior here tonight, having fun. A lanky kid, Trig Molman. He's tall. He's got to be about 6'2 or something like that. And he hits hard, though. He's got a big stick.
All right. 2 yard gain. Two tough yards right there by Hilgard. Ran a long way for him, too. Went out near side, out of bounds right here. From their own 37. High back set, out of the gun. Single back left. Handoff. No.
Right side, left side here. And wrapped up by Drew Hochschild. After a nice gain, it's going to be a third and maybe three. Hochschild with a nice tackle. Right in front of the Loggers bench.
From their own 43.
BJ Lueri checking back into the ballgame. Like he's going to go on the line. Looks like left side probably. No, he might be nose tackle again here. Seen a lot of nose tackle out of BJ today.
Third and two.
Oh, he's going to go up. He's going to go on right end. So strong side line. There's four down for the Loggers. BJ gets in there, and Challenge Shuzzles wraps him up, and Trig Molman, no, Levi Durr, cleans it up, finishes him off. A lot of Loggers in the opposite side, or in the backfield of Schwamigan.
Almost looked like there was maybe a little offside.
BJ really jumped close. From that right side. He guessed it, and the official right on top of it says, hey, it was clean.
Fourth down and a long nine from their own 36-yard line. Here comes Schwamigan.
Receiver back. Wide right here for Schwamigan.
They got flanker right, and we're going to call timeout Schwamigan. 1:39 here to go in the half.
Here we go. Timeout Schwamigan. 36-6 lead for the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're at Logger Camp, 1:39 to go. First half, Loggers up 36-6 over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And Hilgard from the shotgun for the Eagles. Steps back, looking to pass. He's got time. Throws this one deep. Almost making a catch. The defense by Shay Denzine. And that was Dalton Schmidt deep out there. Almost making it. Just bounces off his hand.
That was a nice pass.
It was. Beautiful pass. Real close to a beautiful play.
And Schmidt might have went all the way if he caught that, too.
Yeah.
He had the corner. Beat both the safety.
He only had the corner beat by a step, but it was a perfectly led pass right there. If he could have wrapped it, that Dalton Schmidt's a good athlete. Could have went the way.
So, turnover on downs. Loggers get it from the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles 36. Motion.
Direct snap to Durr. He's going to pass. This one up to Drew Hochschild. He catches it at the 5. Touchdown, Loggers. Drew Hochschild with the 35-yard touchdown reception from Levi Durr. 42-6, Loggers on top. 1:26 to go. And the loggers having fun here now. Everyone getting into this action.
The big Swede got one before the half.
Yeah, here. The big Swede with the first touchdown reception of the season for the loggers and for himself.
Yep. Looked like good hands there, too. Okay, Dur- up the middle, Durr, he's going to take it himself for the two-point conversion.
Two-point conversion, good. It's 44-6, minute 26 to go. Loggers leading the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In here bringing you high school football. And the Loggers are going to kick off again. Todd Mollick. Up, Loggers up 44-6, kicking from right to left.
So I'm guessing it's a running. So Loggers up by almost 40 points here, 38 points. It's going to be a running clock in the second half here unless the Screaming Eagles can get us a score. So right now we're looking for a score. Todd Mollick kicks that one about 15 yards, wrapped up Schwamigan, and he takes a knee right away. Minute 25 to go here. Screaming Eagles.
That was
in their two-point offense. Okay. So, the running clock here now in the first half. Haven't heard of that one before. Usually it happens in the third quarter, but they're going to start that in this first half already. So running clock here, minute five to go here, first half. Hilgart trying to get a score here to stop that. Hilgart steps back. He's got a little bit of time. Goes left side. And makes the pass. It's caught. And going up that left sideline, wrapped up there at the end by...
25-yard line.
Yeah, nice pass right there. 45 seconds to go. And look like Sawyer Kuchiba. Henry, we call him, makes the tackle deep downfield.
So big play, but the clock keeps running right here.
30 seconds to go.
And nice looking play right there.
Sawyer's awesome. Grandma sitting right in front of us. She's his, her grandson getting famous on the radio. 20 seconds to go here. Schwamigan looking to score from their own 25-yard line. It's a double reverse. It's picked off. Ethan Podmolik right in the way. He says, hey, Jeff, I want that hat. Jeff Aiken and rookie player of the game. He gets the interception. 7 seconds.
3, 2.
And that's the half. 44-6 is the score at the half. Ethan Podmolik finishing the first half with an interception. The lineman, oh, he's got to love that when you're an offensive lineman, Scotty. So 44-6 is the score at the half. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a four-minute timeout.
Schwamigan Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Schwamigan Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset?
At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing.